You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, live in the secret underground bunker hidden away somewhere in an undisclosed location while Boomer holds things down in the Right Side Studios. Local, state, national, man, we cover down on all the issues and, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, so you guys know I am absolutely pro-school choice. I was proud when I was in the state senate to be a part of getting the Accountability Act passed, which is one of the foremost pieces of school choice legislation, the only thing Alabama's had. And by the way, we had to pound the teachers union into submission to get that done. It was one of the best nights I ever had seeing legislation passed on the floor of the Alabama Senate. That being said, there is so much more we can do. And the teachers union realized we were serious, but I don't think the group down there now is very serious. I mean, since then, a third of the legislature left when I did in 2018. And then again, we had almost a third of the legislature switch out again this last election cycle. What we're looking at right now is there's a vast majority of the legislature who wasn't there for the big teachers union fights back in 2011, 12, 13, 14, that time frame. And they just don't seem to have the wherewithal. And at 40% of the legislature today, 40% is taking money from the teachers union as part of their campaigns. And we had a rule back in the day, we didn't take any. Period. None. Well, all that to say, it's getting more difficult right now to get something done. But the guy, one of the guys who's in the thick right now, who is daring to go ahead and try to move forward, is my friend, State Senator Larry Stutz. Senator Stutz has been in the legislature for a bit now. He and I served together when I was down there. He still serves. He's representing District 6, which is Colbert, Franklin, Marion, Lauderdale, and Lawrence counties. And he's the sponsor, you may recall, of the Price Act, which we talked about a moment ago with Becky Gerritsen. He's on the line right now. Senator Larry Stutz, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thank you for having me on. Let me just correct one thing that you said before we get started. My district doesn't include all those counties now. I've got all of Colbert, all of Franklin, all of Lawrence, and a little bit of Limestone.
Okay, so, that's right. They redrew the lines, didn't they?
We redrew the lines with the 2020 census, and so made a lot of sense geographically the way that we did it. And so instead of having five counties, I've got four.
Okay. Well, I can relate, man. I used to have three, then I went down. I had four, then I went down to three, and then anyway. All right. Well, listen, brother, listen, you got the Price Act. I don't know if you saw my piece. I think you did, actually, that I wrote that came out yesterday talking about the way things went. I felt like that was a punk move, basically, for you to go through an entire public hearing in a committee that was not where you thought the bill should have gone in the first place, only to find out afterwards they weren't going to vote, and they sent your bill to the committee you first requested. Where do we stand right now? What's going on?
Well, the bill just got recommitted to the Finance, Taxation, and Education Committee. And so that just happened within the last hour in the Senate chamber. And as you know, they can only be recommitted when you're taking committee reports.
Yeah.
And so anyway... That time frame slipped by the committee chairman on Thursday, and so he couldn't get it recommitted on Thursday, and he told me that he would, and I'm sure that he would have, but we were moving through the agenda and committee reports were over, and he could no longer do that. And excuse me, he did it today. Where that puts us is. To have something on the agenda in a committee, you have to have a 24-hour notice, and the Finance, Taxation, Education Committee is meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning, so we're outside of the 24-hour notice, at least, and so it cannot be on the agenda tomorrow. And so I have talked to Senator Orr, the chairman of that committee, and he said he would have it on for the following week. And I told him I wanted to have a vote that day. That time was getting short, and he said he did not have a problem with that. So
well, that's good.
Where we are, to directly answer your question, is the House version of the bill is in their committee tomorrow, and they have a public hearing. I think it's at 1 o'clock. I think, and then the Finance Taxation Committee in the Senate will not have it on their agenda tomorrow, but will have the following week.
You know, I can't help it. I'll say it. First of all, I think you're being extremely gracious with regards to the bill being recommitted, because the fact that Senator Chestine did it the way he did it and then couldn't remember in time to get it done for you on Thursday, delaying you by another week, is this clear indication to me that either A, he considers this to be such a non-issue, or B, he's so determined to delay it that he couldn't even bother to remember to get it done last Thursday. And that, you don't have to respond to that if you don't want to, but that's my perception from having spent 8 years down there, that if somebody cares, they'll get it done. Or if they care really deeply against it, then they won't get it done on purpose. And that's what I see happening.
Well, I'm looking forward to moving forward, and I'm confident that Senator Chestine is not going to vote for the bill when we get it to the floor. But at this point, I'm looking forward to getting it out of committee and getting it on the floor for a vote. You know, I really think the votes are there to pass it in the whole chamber. You know, when you look at the polling of how many of our constituents are for it, and it's across party lines, it's across demographic lines, it's across racial lines. No matter the category that you poll, or no matter the categories that are included in the poll, they all favor it by a majority, and some of them by a large majority.
Well, and so, Larry, let me ask you, you know, you and I both know that it makes a difference when leadership gets involved. And, of course, the pro tem of the Senate has been very quiet on this, at least openly quiet. I haven't heard anything from Senator Wagner, who chairs the Rules Committee. But what are you hearing in terms of House and Senate leadership? Are they providing any support at all to the idea of getting these passed? Are they talking about any compromise measures? Are they encouraging y'all or discouraging y'all? What's the perception from leadership in both houses?
Well, I think in the House, I think the pro tem there has not been supportive. In the Senate, what I've been primarily concerned with is, again, I don't know that Senator Reid will personally vote for or against it, but he has assured me on several occasions that he understands that this is a priority, and he will do whatever he can to help move the bill forward. So I'm going to hold him to that when we get to that position. But, you know, you know the process, too. And I, like I said, I read your article. You know, there is concern on my part of some intentional delay that's going on behind the scenes. But, you know, you also know how the process works. And, you know, we can delay a lot of other things to make something move.
Well, we can, and I've seen things also even pass one house and then just sit in the basket and not even get transmitted, you know. So any number of things can happen. But here's the thing, Larry. First of all, Senator Stutz, I really appreciate you carrying this bill. We cannot let up. And you and I know, I mean, I saw some of the best legislation take 3 and 4 years to pass. And I saw some bad legislation that I hoped would never pass that, you know, that eventually did, only because they kept bringing it back year after year. And you know, so the reality is, I think we're going to have to say that we're in this for the long haul, because if it doesn't happen this session, if we don't get the kind of meritorious up or down vote that the bill deserves, that you deserve, then we've got to come back next year even stronger than we did this year.
Well, I agree with you completely, and I am absolutely not giving up on passing it out of the Senate this year. And, you know, if they move it out of committee in the House and the House version gets ahead of it, you know, then maybe we get the House version to the Senate. But this issue has been around for several years and is not going away. And if we do not pass it this session, I literally intend to file it immediately after we adjourn and have it pre-filed so that it is Senate Bill 1 when we come back in session the next time.
No, I think it's a good plan.
I did not pre-file it this time just because I wanted to work through the process at the usual rate, but I intend to pre-file it and have it right at the very beginning next session if we don't pass it this time. But I'm absolutely not giving up on passing it this time.
Yeah.
Because if we get it out of committee, you know, next Wednesday, then we've got still 3 more weeks of session. And, you know, and at that point, I will start lobbying the rules chairman to have it on the calendar immediately.
Well, I tell you what, there'll be outside forces, my show included, lobbying for you. But, you know, what we need is for this thing to get a little bit of going viral on it. You know, you and I were both there when the autism bill passed, and that was one of those that nobody saw it coming. It just like it became a viral thing because you had so many concerned parents showing up at the state house, making themselves known, and changing the entire dynamic. That all of a sudden, there's this bill that got legs, and it was because the public got engaged. And you and I both know some of those legislators down there, they fear the idea of someone back home saying, "Why didn't you?"
Right, right, and you know, and there's always a vocal minority. And we've seen bills passed that did not have widespread support, but the minority that did support it was so vocal. But you never underestimate. You know, you know, you and I have the same philosophy about term limits and those sort of things. And this shouldn't be a lifelong career. But, you know, we have a lot of colleagues in the legislature and whose number one goal is to get reelected.
Yeah.
And so they're absolutely sensitive to what people at home think and which way the wind seems to be blowing as far as widespread support. So,
well,
yeah, contacting House members, Senate members, tell them support the Price Act. You know, and the other thing, I'm sure I know that you had Becky on the show earlier, and she hit a lot of the specifics, but this is absolutely the year to do it because we have a huge surplus in the education budget. And, you know, I was looking a few days ago about test scores. And, you know, we're getting ready to pass another record education budget. I guess this is the fourth or fifth time in a row that we've passed a record budget. And less than half of Alabama students are proficient in math, science, and English. If you look at, and these are the State Department of Education's own test scores, and you look at, are we making progress? You look at the ACT scores,
yeah.
And private school ACT score is 24.2. Public school is 20.3. Homeschoolers is 22.9.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that's the only test that all of them take. But you look at the other testing just from the Department of Education and say, are we making progress? And look at I looked at this just the other day, and the math scores for fourth graders is 32% proficient, and the eighth grade is 18%.
Hey, and so, Larry, I hate to do it, man, but I've already run long, and my break is on me right now. I'm going to have to go. But let's stay in tune on this, and we'll keep talking, and we'll find out more about your hearing next week, all right?
All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot,
all
Bill.
Right.
Appreciate
State Senator Larry Stutz, District 6, carrying the school choice bill. Boomer, take us to the break. I ran real long on that one, and I know it. But we'll come right back and wrap that up. And then I'm going to do a little Adventures in Woke World. How do you feel about that? Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Broadcasting from a secret location deeper underground in a bunker in an undisclosed location while Boomer holds down the Right Side Studios. Hey, listen, before I go any further, I got to take a second here. And we don't have much time before the break because I ran long with Senator Stutz. But before I run out of time, I got to tell you, the Elm Foundation is one of our advertisers. The Elm Foundation, ELM, it stands for Expect Little Miracles. But the Elm Foundation is doing some really cool stuff. And I wish y'all would check them out. The Elm Foundation, their website is ElmHSV, as in Huntsville, ElmHSV.org. The Elm Foundation is out there changing people's lives. I mean, they're not like throwing money at it like the government would do. They're literally getting out there, walking with people through the process of getting off the street, getting back into being a productive member of society, getting their job skills training and building out their resume to make themselves hireable and doing the things it takes to become productive members of citizens of the society again and really increasing their own self-worth. And when they do that, by the way, they're doing it with accountability. They provide that accountability. They provide milestones, goals you have to meet, and they are literally changing people's lives. Check them out. The Elm Foundation. Expect little miracles. That's ELMHSV.org. And if you do talk to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, with very little time left, we're going to start. When we get back from this break, by the way, you're going to need to, I got some adventures in woke world. We're going to finish out on a hoot. But let me just say this. With regards to that Price Act bill, this thing polls so high that I know that this audience, the vast majority of you, want school choice. And some of you want it really bad, and some of you are like, well, we just should do that. But here's the deal. They have got to start feeling the heat down in Montgomery on this. This is absolutely unconscionable to me that a good bill, a bill that is being passed in Arkansas, Arizona, Iowa, West Virginia, literally you've got Florida, you've got multiple states, red states. Well, we're about as red as you can get in terms of the party affiliation down in Montgomery. But we're turning purple in our politics. And they have got to start feeling the heat. And so what I'm saying is, don't do threats, all peaceable, but make your presence known. And then I want to encourage you on this too. Show up at the State House next Wednesday. I encourage you, everybody needs to do that once in a while. I was really, you know, when I first got down there, I was like, why have I not come down here before? If I have a regret prior to entering into elected service myself, it was not having been down there before myself. I want to encourage you, consider taking some time, go to Montgomery, go to the State House, go to the public hearing, and just make sure that you find out who your senator is and go see them before you leave that day. Let them know you're a constituent, and you just want to register your thoughts on the Price Act passing and how important that would be. And would you please, you know, get her done? It's not hard. Call it for an up or down vote. In fact, I would encourage you this. Get it out of committee, and then ask them for an up or down floor vote. Just ask them for an up or down floor vote. Most of those guys down there, they don't want to deal with this. They're hoping it'll go away. But if you have to do an up or down floor vote, it'll probably pass. All right, folks, we'll be right back with Adventures in Woke World. Y'all stay tuned. Right Side Radio coming right back.